Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 130. Today is Saturday, August 18th, 2018. I'm your host, Lita. And joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I was about to make fun of you because I thought you got our which show we're on wrong. And I'm like, no. Yeah, it's 1:30.
It is 1:30.
I remember distinctly putting the 100 episode, the little clips together. And I'm like, really? Yes. It's already been 30 since that?
Jeez. I know, 130. It's amazing. So, but anyway, it's been a fun journey, and our next week will be even funner. Can I say that?
That's incorrect.
Maybe
more fun.
More fun. More yeah, fun. I like funner. Funner sounds more something I'd say. But you know who is really funner, who is the funnest of them all? That would be our guest today. We have got Fair joining us. So hey Fair, how are you?
Hi there, how are you? I'm good. Glad to be
Excellent.
Here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for coming to have a chat with us. It's been a little while since we've had a chat with you, and we've got lots of things that we want to talk about with you. So first up, because you are one of our, you know, pacifist, amazing pacifist players, and I want to know, what have you been up to since we last spoke to you in a generalized, because then we'll get talking about some challenge stuff. So how you been? What you been up to?
Good. Well, I think we last talked just not long after I dinged 110 on my pacifist and yes, my druid. And I had also started a baby pacifist to look at kind of current content. I did lose her in her mid-50s a bad decision about archaeology.
Okay.
Those decisions are easy to make. And yeah, she got ganked by too many in an area and had nowhere to go.
Oh.
And all the tricks were gone. I mean, she used her vanish and her blind and shadow meld. Yeah. So, and then I think I lost another one to archaeology as a baby. And my current small pacifist, no archaeology till 60. Hard rule.
Okay. All right. And how are you finding that? Wow.
I'm herbing a lot and doing non-kill quests.
Yep.
But then I actually revived my tin, and I've been playing on the tin quite a bit just because I got tired of the start zones. It felt like the tin was 88 when she turned into a tin.
Okay.
So I've been playing with her and trying out some other classes as little irons and the green man.
Yes.
Trying all over the place.
Okay. All right. So doing a little bit of everything kind of to say. All right. So now that, well, obviously we've just had the expansion drop and, you know, everyone's focus is either here, there and everywhere because there's so much stuff to do. So your focus currently is you still just kind of maximizing across different types of tunes, or do you want to get centered on one tune, like say your pacifist?
Pacifist is the one I'm most focused on.
Yep.
That kind of depends on rest in my mind. I did get her to 111 today.
Yep. Well done. Spoke.
Yeah. Doing a lot of archaeology in start zones and early zones where there's not many people. So I used up all her rest, so I'll probably give her a break for a while, except for her cooking and fishing dailies, and concentrate on trying to work on my baby pacifist, and I'd really like to try to make a little progress on my 110 druid iron,
mm-hmm.
which is going okay. to be...
Yes. Okay. So fair for you. You've been a big pacifist player for a long time. What is the thing about playing a pacifist that intrigues you? Because for me, obviously, I love a bloodthirsty. Get me killing stuff, and I am quite happy. But pacifist just to pick, just to do with no killing, kind of terrifies me. So what intrigues you about a pacifist?
I don't know. I always enjoy having the professions. On my regular irons, I miss having herbing and mining.
Yeah.
Archaeology is kind of a chore, but I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. And it's giving nice experience. I actually like finding non-kill quests, the kind of peaceful quests that you can do, FedEx mm-hmm. delivery quests, or gather up 12 of these things and take them somewhere or yeah. whatever. I don't know. I just like that. For some reason, it appeals to me. I made a pacifist. This pacifist, my 111, was made before the challenge even started officially
yeah.
because I wanted to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
So it's just different.
Yeah, I suppose it is goes against everything that we think of for a game. Types of games have some sort of, you kill stuff to right. progress. And this is progressing through none of that. You've got to find yes, exactly. alternate ways. So
exactly.
Intriguing.
No,
okay.
It's fun. I know it's not for everybody, but I really enjoy it.
Hmm. Oh, you've done amazing. The fact is, when you lost the first baby one that you made at level yeah. 50
something,
because
yeah.
you were going, yeah, that I was like, wow. And
it's heartbreaking.
Every time you see, yeah, I bet, absolutely.
I mean, I guess I'm thinking about, you talking about your bloodthirsties, how you get into a zone with just killing yeah. and killing and killing. I do that with making an urban mining circuit. You just.
Mm-hmm.
Make a big loop like in Feralis on the lower one over at Dreamer's Rest, where there's yeah. really nothing that'll kill you that you can't sap or avoid.
Okay.
A rogue, and just make circles and play some music and get in the zone, urbing.
Yeah. It's interesting how the different challenges that we have speak to different parts of us, I suppose, in various, various forms. Stone, how's your pacifist going?
Level 12 or 13.
Okay.
Or I have not logged in on it since the patch dropped and that because mm-hmm. I should have because no actually it wouldn't matter because it should have been maxed out on Rest XP anyways, so
yeah
I'm just kind of I've been focusing on leveling so
yeah no that's all right I'm still 13 12 or 13 that's the highest you've ever got on a pacifist yeah.
Yes.
No, but didn't you like?
I know, but you're saying that's your highest. Your level 12 or 13 is my highest, and then we have a guest on here who's like level. What are you? Level 111.
111.
Right.
111.
She's almost 100 levels higher than I am.
I know.
On the other hand, I've never made a bloodthirsty.
Okay. Doesn't intrigue you?
No, because I like doing quests. It would make me crazy to pass up all those quests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. I really wish that sometimes you could turn off the, the exclamation
yes.
point. I've not found, I just have to ignore it and just, yeah, it's just like I have the
path. They would talk to you.
Yeah. There are some, especially when it's like Dark Moon Fair time
yes.
or when some of the world events come around and you're like, let me click on yes. it. And it's like, no, yeah. So yep. it's quite funny. All right. So obviously we've got a lot of people who play pacifists in particular, and as you know, it's always something that intrigues a lot of people to give it a go. With the changes that came in recently as to what you get professions now at level 5, so have you made a baby one since
No, I have not. Not yet?
Okay.
I have not. I'm full on tunes, and I always have to sacrifice one now if I make a new one. So I have not done that. But that is, it's kind of old school. It used to be like that. Mm-hmm. You used to have to be level 5 to get professions. And then all of a sudden you didn't have to.
Yes,
I'm sure that's a challenge. You have to do a lot of exploring, travel around to all the start zones, go back and forth, waiting until you can get those carry stuff to your next city quests. You can do your own faction, I think level 3, but it's level 4 or 5 for the other factions.
Yeah.
So, like a night elf could do the carry stuff from Tel'Drassil to Dolinar at 3, mm-hmm. I believe. But to do the Abbey to Stormwind, I think, or to Goldshire, excuse me, you'd have to be 4 or 5. So if that's going to be a pain. Getting those first 5 levels is not fun. My suggestion for that would be start during a holiday.
Yep.
Good
suggestion.
Pacifist during Brewfest or Halloween so you can get past those horrible levels.
Mm-hmm. And both of those holidays we have yet to come up. So, you know, anything's possible, which is good.
That's why I wanted to get that out there.
Yes, absolutely. So
the other changes are good. I mean, in terms of getting the same experience for mining and herbing at pretty much any node in Azeroth from 0 to 60, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you can go to pretty safe places and herb and mine.
That is good, isn't it? That is a really great change. I've noticed.
It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's just take a step back for a moment. And I want to know, because Legion's just finished, like, did you have anything on your bucket list that you were able to get done? Other than, obviously, you got a max level. So you got 110, which is a huge big tick. But was there anything else that you were striving to get to that you were able to complete?
I would have loved to get the lower level pacifist to 60, but that didn't happen. I just hit 50 on her today. I had medical issues this year, so that slowed me down quite a bit between the last time I was on and now. So it was kind of limited. So my bucket list was pretty limited. It was kind of survive.
Okay. And obviously with, you know, Battle for Azeroth, that's only literally what, five days old as such, with it, you know, with the expansion being live. How have you found doing a challenge tune? Has there been any difference for you in this past, you know, few days, or because of the changes that happened in what, 8.0 that came in a couple of weeks ago, and then 7.3.5, like how are you finding it?
The 8.0 patch made life harder for pretty much everybody except pacifists. It was harder for my low level rogues. Like I have a 20 something rogue and a 20 something paladin and a 20 hunter. And it was harder for them for sure. I have a green man who's 24, 25. I threw all greens on her now. I was trying to do it with minimal greens. I said, forget that. I'm just going to deck her out with everything green I can find and go there. And that's working okay in her 20s. She's killing things pretty well. I'm afraid to go out on my 57 mage without doing scouts. She was killing things in Fellwood before 8.0. I haven't tried her since then. My 110 druid, iron, things are going to be hard with her for sure. She's 10% into toward level 111 after 6 hours of played.
Yeah.
So that's, it's going to be slow. I mean, she was just kind of exploring what she could do and couldn't do. Nothing is too low, pretty much, for me in terms of experience. She'll look for chests in Northrend. She'll do some dailies in Pandaria. I never took her into Legion, except to go to Darnassus, to Dalaran, rather. I can't fly in Legion. And I didn't think it was safe for her to be on the road down there as a druid. She couldn't kill me. I knew that from scouting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a little more scouting and see if what she can kill now. But, I don't know that yet. So right now she's just trudging along, just trying to... Well, she went back to her garrison, opened up Urbian and Mining, the mine and the herb garden. I never opened that because when I went through Draenor, my garrison... On her, those weren't an allowable thing to do. So the herb and mine, the herb garden and the mine give 300 experience per node. It's not a lot, but you get yourself to level 3 on your mine and your garden. You can pile up a little bit of experience anyway for not very much effort.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just kind of trying around to try the hunter. She did okay. I found that at level 20, I was seeing really uneven damage being taken by her DPS pet. Some mobs would just destroy the pet, practically.
Yeah.
And others would be fine. So I went ahead and tamed a bear. So I'll just do that. That was going better once I just used the bear.
Okay.
Lot with her, but that was my first hunter, by the way, and first iron hunter, so someone who never made one before.
Nice. Okay, is there anything that you've not tried, Fair, like any class that you're just like, no, I'm not gonna give that a go on any challenge?
I don't really play warlocks. I'm sorry, Lita. I do.
Okay. I still love you, Fair. It's okay.
Warlocks are the worst.
And I don't really play warriors. No, I have a paladin.
Okay.
A prop paladin. But I don't really play warriors and warlocks. Don't know why. Not keen on running a shaman at this point, but I have done it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be hard now.
Yes.
I think things make such a big difference between the classes right now. I think that's something that we really have to accept in this expansion. All classes are not created equal.
Yeah. I mean, Legion did give us that kind of everything came across as feeling like possible. It didn't matter.
Possible. What,
yeah, that everything was possible, but it's gone back to the old style. Like, that's how I see it. It's like the old style of, you know what, if you want to do something, you're gonna have to look at a particular way to do it. And that's, you know, has always been Night Elf Hunter. It's not saying it's not possible on others, but it's gonna be really, really hard. So it's interesting that it's like we've gone in this little circle. It's like we're going back to old school. We're going back to classic, maybe?
Yeah. I even noticed that rogues were hard with gear. I mean, when I was trying to do some world quests just before the expansion launched, I could do like a Darkshore world daily things on my Resto Druid just fine. And I had a terrible time on my rogue. I mean, she wasn't very geared, but I stopped playing her in Legion right when Argus came out. But I really got tired of grinding artifact power.
It was grind, and then in the end they're just like, here, have all this beautiful,
I know,
have it all. Yes, if I could have only converted that over to my fishing pole. Anyway, that's still 86,000 artifact power to go on that, so anyway, we will see. All right. So tips and tricks. Like, we've got some questions that we'll get to in a minute, but actually, no, I'll do the questions first. So Grand Nagus wants to know, so how do you deal with mobs spawning randomly from Archie digging from Pandaria on upwards on a pacifist? Do you or barrage? Okay, so you don't do that?
No, I mean, possibly you could vanish on a rogue. Yeah. I haven't had a rogue high enough as a pacifist to experiment with that, but okay. I wouldn't do it on the druid. I just avoid, stop doing archaeology before Pandaria.
Okay. All right. So basically archaeology from Old World through to Northrend, yeah?
Yeah, Northrend, actually Cata as well.
Cata, yep.
Oldham is fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose Oldham would be quite good because they can be quite sparse, can't they?
Exactly.
With mobs. And, yeah.
Last night, Outland was too busy for me. I was afraid of getting proximity
around
the Fire Peninsula.
Okay.
But I went to Oldham and there wasn't anybody there. Very few people in Goro either. So.
Yeah. Only about that. Walk
right past those horrible devil sores. So.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Some people have not had fun with those ones. So how do you cope with, obviously, proximity kills is still a thing. Like, that is also one thing that terrifies me, is if you're minding your own business and you got the kill. So is it literally something, if you're out there, you're herbing, if you see someone, do you like instantly get up and go away?
Yeah,
yep. Okay. So always look for zones where there's no one in them or you can't see anyone around. And if you do see someone, you just drop everything that you're doing and just get away from them.
Right. I run a horde tracker mod so that I know if I have horde around me. But the others, I just kind of keep an eye out. And yeah, basically, it's not worth it. There's plenty of herb nodes and plenty of archaeology out there. You don't have to have this one particular one at this moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Just leave.
Yeah. And then where do you log in? Like, do you go back to the towns or?
Because log in the cities. For a pacifist, you wind up doing a cooking and fishing daily anyway, every day. So you might as well be in a city where you can do that.
Okay. So do you try and stick to a city that doesn't have a lot of people going through them? So maybe,
in a city. I've never had a problem with kills in a city. But I don't know if it happens or not, but it hasn't happened to me.
Okay.
I like Stormlight. I used to like Darnassus a lot, but obviously for the higher levels, they can't do that anymore. So.
Well, I mean, you could. It's just your bum's going to be a little bit warm, you know, when you sit down.
So. Yeah. So Stormwind now.
Okay. All right.
I also play at odd hours sometimes.
Yeah, which would help because you would not see the majority of probably US people around, you know, that would play on a US server. So at times you would see, you know, like the Aussie contingent that comes on and it's like, hey, Fair's on, you know. So
I mean, I'm Pacific time and I play late, so.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, Crystal has a question about, to be honest, pacifist really kicks off after like level 10, right, Fair?
Yeah. So now there's two milestones, 5 when you get your professions and 10 when you get your dailies.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you've got to get yourself to 5 to get the professions and then get yourself to 10 so you can do the dailies to start doing your getting some XP, decent XP.
One other thing that helps you get through that, especially that 5 to 10 range, if you have the toy for the flight paths,
yes,
go around to the safe ones.
Yep.
I mean, there are some that aren't safe at any price, but go and just hop off, you know, fly in and then it gets you the experience for discovering it and fly out to the next one. Yeah.
I was seeing something on the forums about there's a trick that you can do that when you get on the flight path, you can log out and log back in, and then you'll get XP. Something like that. I don't know the exact trick what that is. And so, like, something like you will get the XP flying over the zones that you fly over, but only if you log out and then log back in while you're on the flight path.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. I would love for somebody to go test that out to see if that's true.
Yeah, somebody test it on a normal. They don't mind dying on.
Yes.
Yeah, I would think that's...
I'm always terrified when I get disconnected when I'm flying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's like those long flights. And you're like, I'll just go make a cup of coffee. And then you come back and you're like, oh, no, what's happened? Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so is there any places as a low level that you wouldn't go to, Fair? Like, I mean, flight paths is a good one, but obviously, you know, pick and choose, be very careful. There are places.
I stay off of the Blasted Lands one. Don't go there.
Yeah. Blasted Lands? Okay.
There's a rogue that sneaks around the Netherguard keep, and he'll come right in if you're low level and kill you. Trust me, that's how I died once.
trying to get to
a Halloween bucket. Yes.
Yes.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Don't.
Other places where the flight paths are kind of exposed, Ungoro Crater is one. It's not actually in Marshall's refuge. It's outside, and I think you'd aggro things if you're really low.
Yeah.
Little triceratops or whatever they are coming over to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really want that.
Yeah.
So I avoid that one.
Yeah.
Flight path-wise.
Yeah.
In terms of zones for like herbing and things, any of the start zones that I've tried have been okay. I'm still not crazy about Red Ridge. There's a lot of mobs there. Those gnolls are everywhere. It's hard to sneak through them all. And even as a sneaky class, if you're not a sneaking class, all bets are off. I've never played a pacifist who can't sneak.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an amazing amount of admiration for the people who do.
Yes. That's absolutely.
More than 10 times harder. That's just kind of amazing to me.
Yes. No, it's definitely having sneaking abilities would be a bonus. So anything else that you can, any other tips or tricks that you think would be especially to help, you know, those people just starting out or wanting to give pacifists a try?
Be patient. I mean, really, it's not going to be fast no matter what you do. And keep your eyes open for nonviolent quests, because getting a full quest experience when you're leveling is nice. I mean, if you can do a FedEx delivery quest or something, go for it. now that you can go to any zone after you're 20 or whatever and take things all over the place, and why not? You know, if you can buy some quest items on the auction house, buy them and go turn them in.
Yeah.
Especially if you're at a hard place of finding things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you can curve everywhere, all 0 to 60 or 10 to 5 to 60, I think that's not going to be as big a problem, because you'll always have a place you could go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you just sell your herbs and ore?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you find, like, making money? Obviously, you know, for irons, making money is handing in the quests and all of that kind of thing.
You so make a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, good.
A lot of money. If you're on a server with a decent economy. I mean, I'm mostly on Rimrest. My tin is on Proudmoor because I was out of space on Wormrest, but the auction house there is good, and I chose that realm because of that. Some auction houses on some realms are just so dead you can't sell anything to anybody.
Yeah.
So that's a fact. Yeah, you make plenty of money.
All right. And hence why, you know, being able to, if you need to buy some stuff off the auction house for quests, you know, to turn in quests, that's not a bad idea. Absolutely.
You're not spending it on gear. I mean, as a pacifist,
no.
I keep a level yeah, one weapon because I don't want to hit anything with it by accident and do some damage.
So yes.
I put on as much armor as I can usually, but just from the vendors usually.
Yeah. All right. And I had asked about add-ons, like what do you, because there was a discussion in Discord about someone asking about add-ons. Do you run anything in particular for the pacifist to you know, to help, like Gatherer or NPC?
Yeah, I've run Gatherer. I've run the other one that I can't remember the name of. You hit me with this today and I didn't look it up, but the one that detects treasures as well as everything else.
Handy notes.
Handy notes, yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's a good one. I like that because I do treasure hunt. That's pacifists are good at that. So.
Yeah.
Druid pacifists are even better at it because you can get your chest while you're still flying. This will be an
nice
on it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else that you think would help out? Or have you got any questions for us, Stone?
No. This is why you lead it. Because you asks. Oh, my God.
I get words are hard. Okay.
You ask all the good questions. That's what I was going to say.
Scout. And more scout.
Scout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you wonder whether a quest is pacifist is safe, chest it on somebody. You know, sometimes it surprises you, the things that will cause a kill. If you don't know, ask in guild chat or on Discord or run a scout. It's not worth starting over because you make that mistake, you know?
Well, that's like the whack-a-knoll at Dogroom Fair.
Yeah.
I would have never even thought that by whacking a knoll, that's counting as a kill.
It's a killing blow.
And what,
it's a killing blow.
A killing blow. Exactly. Like, who thought that up? That's just like, wow, I would not have even thought about it. What was the other one that was just recent? That was, don't do this one because that one's also going to count as something. There was something just recent that I was like, really? Wow, I would not have even thought about that. So absolutely, scouting
is... Always worry about fires, putting out fires. Some of them are okay, some of them aren't. Ice tombs are not okay, usually.
Yeah. Usually, for me, the two that I remember most is gnolls and the icicles. You know, if you break those, it counts as a kill. And it's like, what? It's an icicle. It's not alive.
Yeah.
The heck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. Okay. Well, other than that, how has your week been in game? Obviously, lots of things are going on. And how have you found leveling the toons this week for you, Fair?
Well, I kind of wanted to try everything a little bit. Then I eventually zoomed in on getting my pacifist to 111, at least just so I could say I accomplished something.
Well done. That's awesome.
Yeah. Archaeology mostly in early zones and her cooking and fishing dailies. But I also, you know, ran around trying to see what I could do on my 110 druid. She's currently spec rest, so I might take her back to Moonkin. I'm not sure. It depends on if I end up killing things or not. Or what I end up killing. She can kill some things as a resto, and it certainly helps keep her alive. Resto druids are much harder to kill. But I also, you know, did some things on my tin. My tin got to 94, so I was pleased with that.
Well done.
Yeah, she's a rogue. And I'm actually playing her as an Iron Man who died. I have not given her talents. I don't use potions. She has two deaths, one death as a green and or as a tin, and one that got her to be a tin. And I'm just trying to see how I can go with that because I want her to basically scout for rogueness.
Good.
Determined to get an iron rogue at some point to max level, but we'll see how that goes. But I'm enjoying playing her. She's in Pandaria at the moment. I haven't taken her to Draenor yet.
Okay.
And I tried my greens and decked out the green rogue who's 25. Got her from 24 to 25 with full greens now. I'm not going to mess around with, oh, maybe three greens or four greens. No, no, just buy some nice things on your house.
That's what I was like, Fair. I was like, I just put a couple on, and in the end, I'm like, you know what? We're in. We're all in. Just put them all on.
Or you get a nice thing that drops, and it's like, oh, I'd really like to wear those boots, you know? And I can mod them. I mean, I love being able to transmog.
Yes.
That's the best thing about the green. I really, actually, if I was going to add to my tips, don't be afraid to try greens and tins and stuff. If the irons are being difficult, try one of the other challenges and see how it goes.
Absolutely. That is definitely good advice there. I was going to say, with your getting your PASI to 111, you were saying mostly archaeology. So what was your time frame for? So when did you ding 111?
This morning.
This morning. Okay. All right. So basically, how many hours do you reckon it took?
No,
you
I didn't look. I'm stupid. I looked on my Druid because I got two blocks in 6 hours to play, which was just sad. But
yes,
the pacifist was not nearly that bad.
Okay.
I tried to do it on rested for the most part. I ran out of rested last night and did a few archaeology nodes, non-rested, taking half experience. And then when I got close enough that my daily quest today would put me to 111, I stopped. Just now I'm going to give her a rest and let her accumulate some rested experience. Because, I mean, you get 8,200 experience or so or 8,400, something like that, for a node rested. And say, cutting that in half is painful.
Okay, so can I ask, is that per... So when you say mining... Sorry, not mining. So are you saying that this is for like archaeology?
Each artifact.
Dig?
Each artifact.
Or, yes. Okay, so each one that you find or each dig site?
No. Every time you collect one.
Oh, okay.
So you multiply that.
Okay, so it's not as bad as what
six,
I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, I don't know how many. I think it's like six or something per dig site.
Yeah.
It's significant experience.
Okay.
Okay. That's interesting. All right. Periton wanted to know, is there any cooking or fishing dailies that you refuse to do?
You can't do a couple in Dalaran. One of them requires, you make blood pools. You have to kill an animal and then fish in the blood pool.
So you
can't do that one. And obviously there's one in Dalaran that requires you to go into Winter Grasp, and I won't go there.
Yeah.
No PvP.
Yeah.
I don't know the Ironforge ones, but I know one of them at least does require you to go outside the city to Helm's Bed Lake or something. I don't do the Ironforge particularly. Stormwind, there's one that requires you to go to Thunder Falls, which if you're low level and can't sneak, that I would skip.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not fun. Aside from that, it's just tedium.
You
have to catch eight fish sometimes, and it's like, okay, I'll catch eight fish, whatever.
Aside
from that, watch out. And Pandaria, I can't really speak to all of those fishing quests. I haven't focused on it. I know there are, I think, at least two that you can do, but I don't know about the rest. Five would be the person who would know about that for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. And what do you think your percentage fare from 110 to 111 on your PASI was archaeology versus herbing mining? Like, do you think it was about 50-50 or did you more?
No herbing mining. No herbing mining.
Okay.
Dailies and archaeology.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cooking and fishing daily every day plus archaeology. I mean, I wasn't in anywhere where the herbs were giving any decent experience.
Yeah.
Obviously, pacifists have no garrison to use because you can't open a garrison on a pacifist. So, and I don't like herbing in Draenor because it spawns, all the herb nodes spawn those little podlings.
Yes.
Which is not a fun thing to do. So do not herb in Draenor.
Yeah.
Just don't go there.
When you were doing your stuff just now to level from 110 to 111, did you turn on war mode at all?
Just no. To...
Okay. I'm just asking for Nick.
Guess for the record.
But no. Okay, all right. I'm just because you know it would be curious to see how many people are using it and how many people you see out there flagged as you're doing your thing, too, right?
I just see a lot of flagged people in Stormwind. That's for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I have noticed that too. So. But is the war mode only giving you the experience to quests, or it will give you bonus to anything? So if you're herbing, mining, archaeology,
I'm pretty sure it's to everything. It says questing and killing, but yeah. I think that's a generalization. I'm not like 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that gets applied to everything.
Yeah,
because
it'd be interesting if someone did it from one
I can't imagine that they wouldn't try to
war mode as a passy.
Yeah,
I'm sure someone will try it. I just
more that's power to them. Yeah,
yeah.
Find a non-populated server or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Or play at like really odd times where there's no one around. Yeah, like
playing on a US server.
Yes, which is great. Those rares are mine. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Anything else you want to add, Fair, to how your week's been?
Nope. I think that's pretty much it. I tried a little bit of everything.
Okay. I'm
focused on one.
But... yeah. All right. Stone, how are you doing?
What have you been up to? I'm the opposite of her.
Yeah.
I did nothing. I logged in on my iron to get the rest XP going. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all I trusted to do. And also to see if anything got equipped. Because I think my iron was still naked.
Okay. And that's probably not a bad idea to remind people that with the expansion, if you've got max level toons, no matter what the toon, log into them now. So you can start the rest XP. Because if you don't start the rex, you know, if it takes you 2 months before you get to them, it's 2 months of rested that you know, you could have had a little bit of bonus, so.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing I guess I did was I was able to get on Twitch for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I watched Zortz die.
Oh. Okay.
What? So I watched, you know, Red. I just, you know, I watched Zortz and Raz playing on a character, playing on a team, and then Zortz yesterday? Died. Yeah, it was Zortz's fault. It was Zortz's fault.
Oh, Zortz, no. Oh.
Yeah, and it was funny, too, because I'm thinking where he died is an area that on my max level iron, I remember going... I remember riding through there, and that's not a good zone. I mean, not the zone. That's not a good area. It's you know, the little goblin part where they're trying to drill for oil up in the Northern Barrens. Sorry.
Yes.
It's packed full of them.
Yeah.
Like there's mobs all over the place. I hate that area.
Sludge fields or whatever it is.
Yeah. And I was watching Zortz and he was in trouble, right? He's like, uh-oh. And I don't know where Raz was, but then he died, right? And then all of a sudden you hear Raz go, "Hey, you're dead." Yeah. But
oh, bummer.
Poor Zortz. But I give him crap because, you know, I love him so much. Level 20. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't, honestly, I'm not in a rush to level my iron from 110. Yeah. I'm, you know, for just, reasons. Just, you know, it's you know, I am the kind of guy where, hey, you guys should trailblaze all you want. You guys want to rush over and be first, go for it. I'm not in a rush to be first. I'm in a rush to level safely to 120.
Yes.
A rush. Sorry, quote unquote. Mm. Okay. So, yes. So that's all I did. I mean, really, it's just been playing. Okay. It's just been playing on my normal character stuff. So.
Okay. Oh, well, that's not too bad. I mean, there's a lot going on, obviously. There is a lot. Yes.
I was thinking I was going to stream that night too. And then when he died, I was like, you know what? Nah, I feel like that's going to rub off on me and I'm going to lose a character. So I'm like, I watch Zorts die and that's going to be it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Just throwing
Zorts under the bus.
Yeah, I think Zorts can do that quite well on his own. But, hug Zorts. Well, Zorts, I mean that with love and affection. But, hey, look, I throw myself under the bus quite often. So it's all good. I was going to say, though, I didn't kill any toons this week, which was good.
That's good.
But I only played two because, like you, I've kind of been distracted with normal things. So, So I did. I think this was just before Battle for Azeroth went live. But I did play my Bloodthirsty on my Lightforged Jedi. Is that? Yeah. Hunter, and I got her to level 25, so that was quite good. And she's at 356 kills, which is hilarious. But I think I took her Lock Modan, of course, and there was many rares up. That was good. That was awesome. And then I did play my green man, my little green, and which is a Night Elf Hunter. And I took her from 34 to 36, and she's currently in Duskwood. And like you, Fair, greens. I think I started off with three. I was going to go bow, chest, legs, because I thought she can look good in my little, what she's wearing. Plus, she's got a cool, plus she's got the bow, and that way I can transmog. And in the end, I'm like, you know what? I'm already in. All in. Let's do it. All in. Yeah. All in. It's in. So now she's got, and especially if you're questing and you pick up a green, I'm like, hell yeah. Put that on her. That'll do. That's good. Or if I kill stuff and, loot a green that I'm like, oh, I haven't got that. Awesome. So yeah, really happy with how the green's going. I didn't touch the iron because I was like, yeah, the green feels way much more comfortable at the moment than the iron. So, so that's all I really kind of got done other than playing normal stuff. So anyway, it's been a good week. I didn't kill anyone. So yeah,
well, that's happy about it. That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, my go. All right.
Yes, please. Coffee is my blood.
I gotta throw it in now while we're in a good spot. Coffee.
All right. Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, I'm gonna get through some. We were going to talk about these last, but I'd rather get these next ones first really quickly. BlizzCon tickets, they went up for sale today at 1 p.m. Eastern. They're now sold out. Okay. Go figure. They sold out really quick again. However, Elky is putting up a BlizzCon ticket for free at lfblizzcon.com/, I'll post the link, blizzcon-2018-ticket-giveaway. She was able to buy four. She gave three to her friends and is putting one up, as a free one for anyone. So.
Wow.
Thank you to her. I will.
Nice.
I don't know when it's over, but I know you have to like follow her and do all this stuff, but you know, it's free. So, and she, runs the LF BlizzCon site. So you know, even if you were to buy a ticket off her, let's just say, you know, she's somebody that you can trust. So, I wouldn't worry about it. The other thing really quickly is Teespring, which does our store, has a coupon from August 19th to the 23rd. That starts tomorrow. The coupon is at shirt15, all no spaces, all caps, and it's 15% off t-shirts. So have fun. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. BFA is here.
Mm, sure is.
Did you notice that BFA was here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did too. So I updated the rules to say that research upgrades are not allowed, just like we did last time. I also put down that island expeditions are not allowed because they require a group. And Battle for Lordaeron scenario skipping is allowed, like how we did before as well. Those should be live for all the challenges. If not, let me know, but they should be there. I did them. Okay. So the other thing I did temporarily was put a yellow flag if you had the Heart of Azeroth achievement. However, you're still going to get red flagged if you have the Heart of Azeroth equipped. So the reason why it was yellow was that we could continue to test and you can continue to play while we decide what we're going to do with the heart, right? Because we're not sure. So I want to thank you to Guth, Freista, and Adams in my guild for helping me test the summons and portal stuff. They, you know, took a little bit of time from their leveling to help me out. And I was able to get a character into the new zones without doing the heart quest and without equipping it. And I would run around and I ran around one zone and I found a lot of the breadcrumb quests that lead into lots of other quests. So, there are quests there. So this brings us to the Heart of Azeroth. We have several options. I've been asking around, I've been asking people to ask people to ask people, and I've seen a lot of Discord talk, a lot of feedback and stuff like that, and it kind of boils down to three options, I feel. The first is we don't do anything, and we say that the heart is red so that you can't even get ahead of it. You can't do portals or summons and rest in peace getting to level 120 quickly, right? You know? Honestly, I kind of feel like this is not an option because I personally feel that BFA zones should be somewhat open for leveling. You know, if you want to go for it, go for it. If not, that's no one's making you, right? And if we say that you can't get the heart and you can't get portals or summons, well, we're denying you new content. And I kind of feel like that's bad. I personally don't think it's the way to go. So we're kind of left with the other two options. One is to follow what we did with the last expansion, allow the heart achievement. Heart equipping is red, will basically flag you, and you're not allowed to use a summons or portal. Basically, this would allow you to get into the new zones, unlock more quests than you normally would have if you did not complete the achievement. it's similar to what we did in the last expansion. However, in hindsight, I kind of feel like we probably shouldn't have done this, because I believe it was Zaya that discovered that if you did the weapon quest and you changed spec right before you completed that, you wouldn't actually equip the weapon. I don't know if you still get the achievement or not, but it's something to keep in mind for the website and the challenge rules and all that going forward, is that, you know, we could potentially go back and change that rule. So the good is that, you know, it's going to follow, like, this option is, it follows what we've done before. So there's no change. There's nothing new. And it's, quote, faster to get to level 120 because you have access to more quests. The bad is, we can't track you using the heart. So you can equip it and take that off and say that you don't use it and then put it back on. Right. And we can't verify people that cheat. And then when people accuse other people of being cheaters, well, we can't do much about that. Yeah. And I feel like the heart is very strong.
It is.
That, you know, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, you don't want to cheat, but, you know,
yeah,
it's there, and it's this great big gold ripe apple that the snake wants to give you, right? You know, like, bite this, Adam. Anyways, going back to the old Adam and Eve, but bite the apple kind of thing. Okay, but you get what I mean. Overall, I feel that most people are not going to use that, okay? So, but it's still there. So, yep. And if people... Question. Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. So if you've done the heart, even if you don't have it equipped, say, it's sitting in your bag, you're off doing quests that give you the, what do we call it now? Not the artifact power, but the...
Azurite. Yep.
Azurite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That goes... Doesn't that automatically then... go into the heart?
I don't know if the Azurite will go upgrade the heart if it's not equipped. I'm not sure.
Okay. So. Interesting. Okay. All right. Sorry. Yep. Next one.
So that's the first option, honestly, or option two, but option one. The next option is the lesser of two evils. One is that the heart achievement is not allowed, meaning you do not equip it at all, ever. Otherwise, you will be flagged. However, portals and summons are allowed. So normally we would say no. In this option, it would be yes. The good is that the heart is strong, so challengers cannot use it, and it removes the option for a strong cheat. Mm-hmm. Quests are there, not all. So the bad is that it's going to be a slower pace to 120. Portal and summons can be used to get out of danger or send a challenger to locations they normally would not have access to. Another thing is that it's inconsistent with what we've done before. However, we can change that. And again, not all quests are available. I just reiterated what I said before. So, Fair, I can hear you typing.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. There are variations on this particular, on this rule, is that one is that, you can only allow one mage port, and if you don't set your hearth, then you're screwed. And this would need to be tracked on our website. The other option, you can allow many portals or a few, just in case, like, just to give you a chance to go back and be like, oh yeah, I didn't set my hearth. Okay. So it's no big deal. And the other option is to not track any portals because we don't track it now. And the same goes with summons. I feel like the bigger thing with summons is that, one, a summons requires more people, And with more people, I feel, you know, I don't want to judge poorly. However, with more people, you have more of a chance to accidentally help clearing out mobs in front of you, stuff like that, so that you don't get killed. The other thing is that you could get summoned to places that you normally would not be able to get to. That could potentially be good places to farm. So in both cases, you know, we could track portal and mage portals and summons as a group, or one, or just one, all that. Honestly, right now I was leaning one way, and then this morning I slept on it, and then I started swinging back the other way. I don't know. So, and this is not a decision that I feel like one person makes, and that's why we needed to ask a lot of folks. And I kind of also wanted to throw this out to the chat. So Grand Negus, you can take a ship to Zandalar if you want. It leaves from Echo Isles. You don't need any transition quests, but be aware that you don't have the heart and you don't get the quest connection. I was looking for the ship for Stormwind, and I don't see that. So if there's a ship there, then we're all good. Then honestly, we don't need to allow any portals and all that. So
there is, I haven't even looked. As maybe someone can go have a look.
Well, sorry, I'm just reading further on. Nega says the Alliance ship leaves at the pier that Darnassus left. If somebody can go check that out, because I did not go over that way. I was looking for the person that, because there was two, right? Like, you have to go turn in the quest, and then you go talk to somebody, and then you can skip the scenario, and then they tell you to go talk to Mehagni, right? And then when you go do that, you come back, and it's on, I thought it was on that pier, right? So the boat to, okay, so Twidget is saying the boat to Boralus leaves from the old Darnassus pier. That ship doesn't start showing up until you do the intro quest. Yeah. So, Nisi, without the heart, you see the ship just sitting there. You'll see if you get there. Okay. Taco says, would that affect the portals that aren't mage related if you track portals? And that was another thing too, is that if we start to track portals, if you're a mage, you know, it feels bad to tell somebody, hey, you can use everything in your class except portals. So as a mage, you could use a portal or you could port yourself, right? So, it would feel bad to say, hey, you're only allowed to use a portal once, kind of thing. Ash says my vote is one time exempt for the auto equip of the heart. Yeah, that's the problem though, Ash, is that when you do that and somebody accuses somebody of cheating, we can't track that. So that's why that's where we are right now, is that, you know, the heart of Azeroth, sure, we can say how we did before, you can equip it once, but past that, we you know, can't tell. And you know, it's funny, from everything that we've gotten back, there's varied opinions. Okay, so Nisi got there. So you didn't... Okay, so basically you don't need to do a mage port. So that means that's good, right? So you were able to do it on a character that did not have the heart, and you're able to get to the new place. So, as he says, there's a lot of stuff that cannot be tracked and is on an honor system, so I'm with Fair. Yeah, and like I said, like there is a lot. So it was funny when it when we first began to ask, we had a lot of opinions on one, and then beginning to sway to the other side. And now it's like there's no clear cut answer. So basically, whichever way that we decide to go, someone's gonna get mad. And all that I'm gonna have to all that I'm gonna say is that, you know, whichever option that we go with, I feel like I think it's got to be the best one overall, right? So yeah, and Angus, thank you very much, because honestly, I was looking for the boat at the wrong pier, right? What's so horrible about the heart? Well, basically, it is because it gives you boost to what you use to level with stats and stuff. Yeah. It's not much ado about little. The heart is fairly big. It's a big deal. People are going to get butt hurt regardless, which is kind of, I tried to say that, but in the nice way, Zorts. Yeah. So, you know, we're not sure where we're going to be going, honestly. So I will be honest, I was leaning with the portal way, and then I started going back to like, well, just let her go. And then, but then I'm like, well, I kind of feel like the Legion weapon was a mistake, and, you know, and maybe this would be a good way to correct that as well. Like if we're going to do one, maybe we do them both, but, I'm not sure. So,
okay.
Looking for more.
Fair, what do you think? How do you feel about options?
Well, that boat idea intrigues me. That could be a solution. I was in the mage portal camp because it was something you could use once and track. I never acquired an artifact weapon, so I didn't have that issue of equipping it or not. I don't know. I haven't done the questing in BFA yet to know how hard it is to even get the heart. Is a pacifist going to be able to get it or not? I mean, I have no idea. I would like to make sure there's a way for a pacifist to get there.
Correct. Yeah, a pacifist wouldn't be able to get the heart for sure, because you have to kill things in the scenario.
That was my impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a boat ride?
Solve that.
The armor, the Azurite armor is not an issue because it's blue, and none of our things allow blue gear, so we're okay. Like, I haven't seen anything that's green. But, you know, the point is, though, if you allow the heart, then everyone is on the same play level. No one has an advantage. But then on the opposite side, if you don't allow the heart, everybody is on the same play level still. Right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we can skip the scenario. We're not disputing that. I think the boat thing actually helps out a lot, because now this is not an option of the lesser of two evils. This is...
Yeah.
You know, you don't need a portal. You don't need a summon. You can use a boat, so that, you know.
I'm on a boat.
The passy can't get the heart, because you still need to go through the scenario and kill the things. Because when I went to talk to Magni, I had no option to pass that.
Yeah.
The only skipping that I had was to skip the battle.
Okay.
But I still had to be, you know, going. So I still had to go through with Magni. Yeah.
And even if you get the heart and the stats, like for a heart to be equipped, the stats of that heart that you get comparing it to a white piece of gear is gonna be substantial. So, you know, having a heart equipped for just saying, well, everyone's allowed the heart, as opposed to a white, and some people wouldn't even put a neck piece on, perhaps.
Well, I don't know what, I don't know what white neck piece there is that would be worthy of a stat increase. I think it's just like a necklace that looks nice, right? Listen, it says if you can skip it if you have done it on another tune with the same faction. I'm not getting that option at all, because I was on a second character and I had completed that on my first and I had no option to skip it. Who was that with? But even then, you know, I think we're back. I think we're down to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter. Yep.
Nice. I'm
gonna be here all week. Is should the heart achievement be allowed? Basically. I think that's where it comes down to. Because if you can that was Azzy level gold, okay? I'm telling you. So if you were we don't need to worry about the portal because we have a boat, okay? So that's fine. That's great. I think we're down to is opening up the other quests in BFA worth it compared to the risk of somebody using it for cheating? I think that's where we are, right? Do we want to allow the one equip? Yes or no? Because obviously we're not going to say yes, go use it, right? Because it's just no. But are we going to say, is it okay to say equip it once and hope that they don't use it for the benefit of opening up a bunch of quests? Even though there are quests. I have gone around and looked, and there are breadcrumb quests that are not the war-related ones.
Okay, so just something to think about. So as an iron, you don't do every single quest anyway. There are quests that you're not going to complete on an iron because you're going to end up dead. So therefore, not equipping the heart, taking the boat, takes you out of, yes, maybe having some quests that you're not going to be able to do, but who cares? Because there are quests out there that we wouldn't do as an iron anyway, but it will open up the area for discovery. It will open up to questing to a degree anyway in newer content. Yeah, they're going to hit hard, and good luck to all of those guys going to go try it. But, like, I just don't... So what? Like, if we can get a boat there, then we don't even have to worry about the heart. So who cares? Take the boat, off you go. You've got quests. It'll open up stuff. You've got effectively possibly 6 zones to play around in, yeah? Like, depending on
three
quests go.
3.
Well, you got 3, and then you've got... Isn't there a quest that will send you over to the other 3?
No, because you need those from the war mode campaign, and those will only open up from the heart. So Lissan's saying, regardless if it's allowed or not, we will need to do about 8 levels in BFA, though there is not enough content. So, but again, that goes to the, do we want to do this quickly? Right.
You've got world quests coming up. Yeah.
But do you,
sorry, calendar.
Like, like
event.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like an iron, because that's really where we're going to aim at. I don't feel like an iron should need world quests to level up, right? I feel like in order to,
that they've got the option to hit max as soon as they possibly can they want to.
I feel like if we are going to keep playing nice with Blizzard and Blizzard's going to play nice with us, we can't. I kind of feel like if we say no to the heart, we're saying no, don't use this stuff. No, don't play into their zones. It's I feel like it might be setting a bad words are hard. I feel like it's not necessarily the best thing to do for us as a group, as a whole, and for the future for us. So really, I don't know. Precedent. Thank you. So, you know, I really didn't think that, we're not going to come to the conclusion here. I really didn't think so, but I did want to see some chat on it. So we'll have to see where we go. And whichever decision that we make, all that I ask is, can't please everybody. And we're going to make the decision that's going to benefit not necessarily the most people, but I mean, like, for all of us as a whole. But that was also one of the reasons why I wanted to get a lot of opinions on it too, because this is not a decision that just one person can make, but it feels like now it is. So, great.
Sometimes you just gotta talk things out.
Yes. And you know what? And I'm sorry for how I talk here, because I feel like sometimes when I talk through it, I start to find my decision. And I do that in real life too, like not even on screen. I start to talk my through. I start to talk my way through it, and then I'm like, I get it. So Paratin, surely we can do quests in Legion zones for XP up to level 115 or so before heading to BFA. Personally, I don't think people would struggle to get to 120 in true Iron Spirits. The no heart gets my vote. Listen, I say don't allow the heart. It will take months to a year to get to 120 anyways. Azzy, I don't think Blizz gives a rat's about the challenge. I don't think they hate it. It's just we do encourage players to be playing in abnormal ways. So the one that lets people cheat the least potential for cheating, giving that is always bad. Yeah.
I mean, my concern is I just like to make sure everybody could get there, including pacifists.
Once you get on that boat, you're on a boat, then you would be able to pick herbs and all that stuff, and you should be fine.
Or even bloods. Yeah. I mean, bloods we couldn't be able to quit. So
bloods are going to be fun times there. So yeah. Bloods, you don't even need to take. You don't even need to skip the scenario then, right? If you can just take the boat, so I don't have to add quests. So,
All right.
But I want to say that I really appreciate all of your feedback, even if it's not what we all just decide to do. We're not gonna make the decision be like, well, we made it because so and so said so, or because that person said no. I'm factoring it all in, sure, because I feel like this is a decision that we all are going to be in on. So, can we continue to the heart? No, we can't detect if the heart is being used after it's been equipped. So that's the problem. And well, five actually has a very good point. and this is how I like to proceed as well, is that you can never disallow. God damn it, this stupid stuttering, right? Stupid. I wish somebody could take a freaking spoon, go in through my ear, scoop out that part of my lobe, and come back out. Yeah, just get rid of it. You know, at times like this, pain in the ass. Yeah. A frontal lobotomy.
Something like that.
Yep. Basically, you can never disallow it. Something that you just allowed. I mean, we could. It's just a lot of grandfathering. It's hard. So, I don't know. Right now you don't need the portal. And I would say, as of right now, I'd say portal and summons. No, that's just completely gone. I mean, you know, if we can do the ship, we don't need a portal. That's like completely gone then, right? So I'm not even going to consider that. We're down to, should the heart be allowed? Yes or no? Is it worthy enough to have this special big thing, only to equip it once, but possibly could be used to cheat, versus having a bunch of quests that are not there? I'd say over half. So that's. I mean, I guess that's where we are. So if folks have more opinions, please let me know. I think we're going to be. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know about a timeline. I feel like I want to get this nailed down sooner than later. So within a day or two tops.
Yeah.
Because we can't just
wait. We might need to do some extra testing. Well, after.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, I'll take my other tune, that I couldn't, get through, and I'll see if I can skip the scenario to also get the heart as well. Because that's something I did not try, so we'll see. Thank you for bearing, and I'm gonna clap through my way. Thank you for going. thank you for bearing with me and giving opinions and talking it through. And I hope in the future we'll look back at this and be like, ah. Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Hiccup. Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
As he said, he took his scout through and didn't even realize he had not. And he still couldn't kill stuff.
Sorry, that's actually not what he said. Oh, okay. I was just going to see if you would actually say it on the stream. So.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, honestly, we've got a race, right? And I love to see a race. It's cool. Mm. But overall, that's not what it's about. You know, as much as I like to see the race, it's not really what it's about. Mm. So, which also puts another thing. There ain't no clean tag on this show now. Bell killed it.
Yeah.
So,
it's like anything. Just because the option is there doesn't mean we have to use it.
Go. Okay.
All right. Done. Okay. So we're going to do state of the challenges time. Okay. So let's get going because it's a long show. Okay. Fair. How are you doing? You right to do the irons?
Sure.
Excellent. All right, go for it.
Okay. The irons. Number 10 position, Britali at 62. Number 9, Osmogir at 64, RIP. That's too bad. A name that I cannot pronounce because it's in Cyrillic letters. Oh,
whoops. I am so sorry. I actually went to go... Hold on. Do, 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 do. This is how stone kills
time. Do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do. Crinky.
Okay, at 68. red flagged with 8 talents selected.
Okay.
Yep.
Number 7, Duskwin, hit 69. At 6, Shinari at 73 is lost to the Nether.
Oh.
Best too bad. Number 5, Miss Her, hit 97. At 4, Ash's Irony, also 97. Number 3, Too Thirsty, hit 110.
Yes.
Congratulations on that. The last Iron Champion of Legion and Bloodthirsty Champion. So multiple congratulations there.
Very nice.
Yes. Well done.
Number 2, Marga Hunt, hit 111. And Lissan hit 111. Congratulations to them.
Nice. Well done. Well done.
Just one thing I forgot, the sorting.
Yes.
So whenever we wipe out the flags from everybody maxing out, the sorting gets all weird, okay? So Lissan is usually like first, right? But it's dependent on how the data is being pulled back. So it's random-ish. But what I'm going to be doing is trying to do what we do for contests, where when's the first time that we saw you at a certain level, and then rank it like that. So do it like that. So I feel like it can be done. I just need to do it, but I need to make sure I do it right. So okay.
Interesting. Well done. Okay, so let's have a look. Bloods for this week. So at number 5, we've got Gold Dragon, hit 61. Number 4, Green Dragon, I would say a thing here, perhaps, hit 62. Number 3 was Kitsandre, hit 84. Number 2 is Margblood at 106. And our number 1 for this week was Too Thirsty at a max level at the time at 110, and that was our last Bloodthirsty Champion of Legion with no green gear.
No green gear. So well, they were able to get on both lists. No green gear. That's amazing.
Congratulations, yeah.
Well done. Very well. All right. So Pacifist, who have we got?
Okay, number 5 Pride, hit 59. Monsprecher hit 61. My own Fair Eileen hit 111 at number 3. And at number 2, 5 Curmudgeon hit 120 just today. Congratulations to him.
Nice 5.
And
well done, 5.
At number 1, Golia Pravda hit 120 as the first pacifist champion for BFA.
Very nice.
It's him on the forums.
Yes, nice. Well done. Yeah. That is awesome. 2 passes. Amazing.
I'm not surprised because, you know, the experience gain from notes, I think, has gone up, right? And
Amazing.
So I feel like pacifists, you know, after you reach that level 5 and then, well, the level 5 now and then the level 10 break points are, I feel like it's an, I don't want to say easier challenge. I feel like it's a, I feel like you'll level up quicker than you did before, right?
Yeah, you will. Archaeology is still risky at low level.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so let's have a look at our tins. So number 5 is Lucy Lynn at 50. Number 4 is Fair Tally at 94. 3 is Zayabo at 99. 2 is Harlequin at 101, red flagged with 1 heirloom slot equipped.
Ruh-roh.
Okay. Ruh-roh, exactly. And number 1 is Zaya Monk at 111, yellow flagged because of the Heart of Azeroth achievement.
Yep.
Okay. No worries. All right. Fair, greens, who have we got?
Okay, at level number 5, Chris Greenery hit 67. Zaya Green, 71. Verdi Glory, at 76. Verdant Sand, 109. And Ferragrini, 111. RIP. I'm so sorry.
Yep.
You know, and she actually came into chat and was telling us how it happened, and I forget what happened.
She said it was her own silly mistake. She didn't scout something before she went and did the quest, started questing, and didn't scout something. She said it in Discord too, and she didn't double check. I can't remember. It was a couple of days ago, but yeah. The fact is, though, you know what? She rolled another one, and she's doing another green, which is, as I said, shows the tremendous capacity of what our challenges can do, because having a death that high, like any death hurts, but the higher level you are.
Well, she made it right on that one, and I'll tell you, if I lost mine at 110, I'm gonna be done for a while, like for a long while, because man.
They hurt. She's rolled another one.
Azzy has a good question. So what happens to people yellow flagged with a heart? The Spanish Inquisition is still out, correct? But the going theory is that they'll be red flagged. It was only to allow the continuing of leveling to see where we were going to go, because we weren't sure. So iron teams, we've got two, but I don't know why Zortz is. I think maybe what the deal is that because Zortz and Raz were at level 20 when they died, I think I have it anything like level 21 and higher. So maybe that's why it doesn't get picked up on the list. Okay, so number two, it falls to death, is at level 22 and they died. I hope they didn't die by falling to death. And also number one is Not Hunters, died at level 59.
Ouch.
Wow. What's the team name again? It was like Razmosaurus or Zortz Razmosaurus, something like that. For blood teams, I love their names. Is Five Finger Death Taco is like level 22. Team Raza Zortzosaurus Rex. Right.
Jeez. Oh, I love that team name.
Oh, was that John Terwinkle's team? Falls to Death? No, Falls to Death is an EU team. So, I just got it because Falls to Death.
Don't jump on.
Sometimes.
Took a minute.
Sometimes it takes me a little bit, okay? Yeah. I don't profess to be the brightest bulb.
There's a lot going on.
I don't want to swear right now. So, Combo Taco 5 reached level 30. So it's good to see that they're going well. Are going strong.
Well done. Five and Taco. Nice. All right. Sounds good.
This one? Yes.
This just in. It's Chit Chat!
Excellent. Okay, so Chit Chat time. This is where we can answer your questions, talk about potential quest things, puns, all kinds of fun sort of stuff. So we've just got a couple of things this week. So first one, Fair, can I get you to do Azzy's pun, please?
Of course.
And do I have to say I'm sorry? But anyway, read it.
That's all right. How did the butcher introduce his wife? Meet Patty. Okay. No comment.
Okay, it's not bad.
That was good. That was good. I liked it.
It's kind of good. I'm not gonna say two thumbs up. I think it's
that's pretty
not
good.
As bad as some of them that you've had.
I had the duck.
It's probably about It's not quite gold level, but it's cute. It's cute. All right. Man. So from Dave the Hunter, we've got my wife and I were happy for 20 years. Then we met. Wow. Okay. Wow. All
right. I have heard that before.
Yeah, not heard it for a long time. That's cool. All right.
Okay, so they didn't actually submit it, but I joined a pug to do mm-hmm. one of the quests for finding, so you're supposed to track down brother, whichever the guy is, brother so-and-so who is, I don't want to give anything away, so... I was in my very first BFA five man, and we had a really good group. And one of them pops in and goes, two olives are in a tree. One all falls down and hits the ground. The second olive looks down at him and says, are you okay? And the one on the ground looks up and says, I'll live. That was pretty good. I was like, that's, you know what? Cute. So I said to them, I'm like, listen, can I take this for, you know, my show? And they're like, oh yeah, sure. So this was from Evelyn. Dark Spirit US. So I thought it was pretty. I told it to Carrie, and Carrie told me to shut up. I was like, whoa, like really? Like she was like very upset.
Does she eat olives or not?
No, but she's
that's why
pun. She's a pun queen. She loves puns.
Okay. She didn't like that. I think that's cute. That is cute. So thank you, Evelyn from Dark Spear. Appreciate yes. that. All right.
I saw Tiber. Why did the duck get arrested? Why did the duck get arrested for selling quack? Wendy's.
I heard that one. Okay.
A, did they meet at the butchery shop? I don't know what that was for from Boomy. I don't know.
For just... the Aziz one. The meat maybe. Patty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the responses are funny.
Yeah, I'm reading the responses. So I think a lot of our chat stuff, we had our questions. And I think maybe that's what I'm going to do from now on, is that maybe like when we get the guests, we'll get our questions from them first. Anyways, we'll talk about that after, instead of talking about show composition while we're on the air. So because, you know, again, that's how my stupid mind does. It just starts squirreling. I didn't see a Rotten Tomato on the list. Selling quack sounds like a something charge. I don't know. I mean, it's not anyways, selling quack. Okay. So, okay. I need to, okay. Right. So we're going to, we're wrapping it up because it's like 20 to 9. And, so thank you to everybody that supports the site. Through retweets and all the likes and all that stuff, and as well as supporting us like with cash or prizes and all that, really, really helps. Returning thank you to Awesome Trousers, and we have two new supporters, Periton and Crystal Free to Play. Thank you very, very much. It helps a lot.
That's appreciating.
And I believe I did update the list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I did, and it better be on there. It is. Okay, so thank you to the Iron Elites, Awesome Trousers, Bozon, Chupa, Crystal Free to Play, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Eli CTR, Iron T-Win, Cashbringer, and Anonymous Koala, Never Died, Periton, Rude Bruin, Soylent Greener, Swing Cat, Kevin, Tuli Bar, or Dean Tuli, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody.
And if you guys like do it through Twitch and I don't notice, let me know. I usually try and keep a, but I don't get emails, so Twitch doesn't send anything. Thank you to our mods. Man, we got a lot of, all of our mods are here tonight. Oh boy. I feel all.
Thanks, mods. Thank you.
We should have had our mod show tonight, except Zaya wouldn't be here. So, anyways, yes. Thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Stir, Zorz, Fair for you do mod stuff on the forums, and Zaya as well.
Thank you, Fair.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you for folks for watching this and bearing with my rambling and contributing to the conversation, because it's I think this was one of the more important shows that I think we've had in a long time, as far as like it's like what are we gonna do kind of deal. You know, because I'm not trying to discount any other show that we've had, but you know, this was a subject this week that we had that we really needed to dig in on, and I'm glad that there were quite a few folks here to weigh in on it.
Good opinions.
We only have 24 people in the chat right now. I think we were at like 32. I think I saw it one time. So I don't know if it's like the bot does its own thing. So if I miss you, I'm sorry. It's the bot. So thank you for watching. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Lita, Nisi, Sir, Sor, it's me. Apple, bad Apple. Palindrome, right? You know, it's the same opposite. Anyways, well, sort of, because 0_Apple, bad. Anyways, okay, forget it. It's just my mind. Biusa, Boom Boomy, Commander Root, Corpse Run Radio, Crystal Free to Play, Decaf Smurf. I'm not saying this person because they're a bot. Fair, you're in the chat too. Why? Bots can... Yeah. Taco.
Bots can get botted.
LB, wow. I didn't want to swear, so... Thanks for that. Eli, Iron Ashes, Iron Azzy, Chris. Wait. Yeah. Do you say it Chris? Chris W? I think it's Chris W. Lissan, Periton, Skinny Seahorse. Sorry. Nice. I don't know why that's funny, but. Slow Cool, Soylent Greener, Tiber, aka Tiber, VNK, Virgo Praz. I can't say this name because my countrymen are going to get mad at me. I'm going to go whoops. I'll tell you after. Okay. I've told you before.
Don't remember.
And five.
Five.
Skinny seahorse. Don't make fun of the seahorse size. Oh, thank you for watching and bearing with me and all this stuff. Our next show will be Saturday, August the,
those dates are a bit wrong. Next week,
25th.
Yes.
Whoops.
25th.
Did you change those? Did you change those? Yeah, I think you did. Saturday, August the 25th, or Sunday, August the 26th, 7 p.m. Eastern, or 12 a.m. GMT, 1 a.m. Central European Time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern, Summer?
Standard.
Time, okay, all right. We will be having our anniversary show.
Mm-hmm.
And
three is next week, people.
Yeah,
exciting.
It's going to be interesting. So don't forget,
get those questions in. So I forgot to put that in the news. Sorry, my bad. So we're doing a WoW Challenges Q&A for anyone who still, you've got time, get those questions in. Any questions to Stone, me, about the challenges, and also...
Or about podcasting.
About podcasting, them. Real yeah. life stuff, yeah. depending on the question. But yeah, and give your answer. So whatever question you ask for us to answer, give us your response, what your answer would be. Because, you know, we like to hear from you guys too. So thank you.
An example is it true that Lita swears at her guests off the air?
No. Not at the guests. At Stone?
At Stone?
Yes. At Stone, I frequently and then, swear at Stone.
And then your answer would be, yes, I swear at Stone and my guests all the time.
I don't swear at our guests. How rude. I swear at you, because you're a bugger.
as he goes, I reckon Lita has a potty mouth. Yep.
At work, I do.
Yep.
I do.
At work
brings out a whole different side of me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, I just want to say that you missed something. Thank you, Fair, for joining us and telling us about all the stuff and things. And I'm glad everything's okay. I'm really glad.
Yes.
Thank you. We're glad that you could come and have a chat with us. It's been really good to catch up with you. And we're glad that, you know, you're feeling better and all of that. But congratulations, too, on your passy, 111. That is fantastic. So fingers crossed, and we wish you all the very best. But can you tell everyone where they can find you if they want to get in contact with you, please?
Well, yeah, I can usually be found on Wormrest Accord. I'm a member of the guild there on any of the fair tunes. I am on Discord at Mareel, Mareel. Discord and I have an interesting relationship, and it doesn't always like me and my computers, so we'll use what name I can make work. So
nice. Okay, and that's fair enough. So thank you. All right, so for everyone else, if you want to find out where we are, don't forget WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. There you can find all information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels are on the front homepage. You can send us emails to podcast@wowchallenges.com. So get those questions in for next week's 3-year anniversary show. Stone, where can we find you, please?
Find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that we're now 5 weeks since our last episode.
Yes. We will get there.
Just saying. I not saying anything else other than that was just 5 weeks after. Lita, yeah. where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as Behind the Avatar and, of course, Adventures in Azeroth. Now, just before we close out, we want to say big thank you to both Mark Conan and Epic Insanity, because these wonderful people do our intros and outros for the show. So Mark Conan, you can find on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And he is part of Torrent Think Tank crew over there with Duels. And Epic is at Epic_Insanity on Twitter. And you can find him on Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions podcast. So give those guys some love, because they helped us out immensely and did wonderful intros and outros. And we appreciate them very much. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thank you, everyone, for your opinions and et cetera on what's going to happen. We do thank you for that. Stone will get back in the next, what do you reckon, day or so, sure, with a decision. Absolutely. Fair. Have a wonderful time. Again, thank you so much. It's been great to have a chat with you again. We really appreciate it. No worries. Other than that, did you poke yourself in the eye?
Anyway, we'll talk after.
Okay. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.